You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk on our go.
The future of Palestinian leadership remains unclear as the current Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas remains unpopular and heavily criticised. One candidate for leadership is Marwan Barghouti, who has been described as a Nelson Mandela-like leader for Palestine. However, he has been imprisoned in Israel since 2004, facing ill treatment and torture. Many activists and leaders, including groups like the Elders, have called for his release. I spoke to Professor Armin Seichel, Middle East analyst at Australian National University, about Marwan Barghouti and the broader leadership crisis in Palestine. I started by asking if he could explain what the Palestinian Authority is and who is currently in charge.
Well, the Palestinian Authority was created under the Oslo Accords, which were signed in 1993 between the Palestine Liberation Organization, which was headed by Yasser Arafat at the time, and Israeli government. And that was done under the auspices of the United States. The Palestinian Authority was created in the West Bank and was supposed to be in charge of the governance of the West Bank as well as Gaza. But of course, there was another movement which had emerged, particularly during the second Palestinian Intifada, which is the uprisings from 2001 to 2005. And of course, that was and gained strength during that intifada, and that was the Hamas Islamic movement, which was very much anchored in Gaza Strip. And subsequently, of course, there was a split between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. And as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has publicly admitted, he basically fueled this split between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. Simply, he did not really want the Palestinian nationalist movement to be a united movement, and he could at the same time claim that the Palestinians did not have a united political leadership with which it could really negotiate a political settlement. But at the same time, it was very clear from the very beginning that Prime Minister Netanyahu had been opposed to the Oslo peace accords as well as the Oslo peace process, and therefore he did everything possible to basically destroy that process.
Could you speak a bit to why you think Marwan Barghouti is the best person to lead in the Gaza Strip, and where is he currently?
Well, Marwan Barghouti basically represented the younger generation of the Palestinians. He was a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council in the 1990s, and he also led the street protests, particularly during the Second Intifada, which was from 2004 and 2005, and he was extremely popular with all the factions of the Palestinians, and not only in the West Bank but also in Gaza, and therefore he provided to be the only individual who could actually unify all these factions and also put in a great deal of energy into the Palestinian nationalist movement. At the same time, he enjoyed, or at least he succeeded in cultivating good relationship with many elements in the Israeli peace movement, as well as some Israeli government officials. He is fluent in Hebrew, and also he's been able to really communicate with the Israelis very effectively. And he has basically adhered to the principle of peaceful settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And the only reason that he participated in the Intifada or the Palestinian uprising is because that he wanted a peaceful resolution, in other words, or a peaceful resistance to the Israeli occupation. And as a result, he was Detained by the Israeli authorities, and he was charged for murdering Palestinians, which he had denied. And also the trial that took place was a very, very dubious trial and was highly, really suspected. It was very much motivated by political considerations of the Israeli authorities, and he was imprisoned for life in 2002, and he's been languishing in Israeli jails ever since, and he's been transferred from one jail to another every 6 months. And a video has emerged lately in which it shows that the Israeli National Security Minister basically taunting him in the jail. He looked extremely weak and frail. He's now about 66 years old, and also the latest report is that at one point lately he had been beaten by the Israeli authorities in the jail, and he'd gone unconscious, although he has come out of that unconscious state. Nonetheless, he's in a very weak position. We don't know a lot about his living conditions in the Israeli jails at the moment.
I've seen some discussion that a lot of potential Palestinian leadership are currently imprisoned in Israel. Is that a fair assessment? And if so, why is this the case?
I think to me it appears that Israel really does not want to release those Palestinian leaders who are really capable of moving a peaceful settlement forward. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his extremist ministers, particularly the Minister for National Security and Minister of Finance, they are very much really determined, or at least they have really alluded to the concept of Greater Israel. They are very much determined to expand Israel territorially. And if the opportunity arises, they very much would like to really annex the Gaza Strip, and also formally annex the West Bank. In fact, the annexation of the West Bank has been going on for a long time. Israel has been carving the West Bank bit by bit, you know, over the years. What Israel so far has not done is to formally declare the annexation of the West Bank. But as you know, the Palestinians would like the creation of an independent state of their own out of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, as well as East Jerusalem as the capital of the future independent state.
If people like Marwan Barghouti are imprisoned and there is no clear leadership in Gaza, or for that matter, even the West Bank, what does this mean for the near future of Palestine?
Well, I think the concept of the two-state solution, which has been backed by the international community at the moment, seems to be in a very fragile state. That concept is unlikely to be achieved in the near future, simply because that Israel has been creating a lot of facts on the ground, particularly in the West Bank, as well as, of course, in Gaza. I mean, still Israel occupies something like about more than 50% of Gaza. And the ceasefire which has been put in place there is extremely fragile, and the Israeli authorities have been treating it sort of a la carte. You know, they continue their military operations whenever they feel desirable. That is simply because that while President Trump has declared the war over, but Israel has not really fully accepted President Trump's 20-point peace plan. It is under American pressure. Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to the implementation of the first phase of the plan, which is the ceasefire. But that has been the easiest part of it. And of course, also a ceasefire, which Israel has been breached many times. That's not to say that it's not also been breached from time to time by from the Hamas side, but Hamas has really denied violating the ceasefire and some of the actions which have taken place against the Israelis have been in Rafah, in Gaza, and Rafah has been under the control of the Israeli authorities. And some of the gangster groups that Israel has armed against Hamas in that region of Gaza. And it's not very clear that, for example, in the last week or so, three Israeli soldiers have been killed. Israel has accused Hamas, but of course, Hamas is not the only group. There are other groups which have been which are active, and some of them, of course, have been armed by the Israelis to operate against Hamas.
That was Professor Amin Saikal, Middle East analyst at Australian National University, on Palestinian leader Marwan Barghouti and the responsibility of Israel for the leadership vacuum and in Gaza and the West Bank.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.